And now we meditate for 1 hour, and evening 7:30, I will teach you the Anapana meditation according to the Northern tradition, as explained in the Yogacara Bhumishastra and the Gentai tradition. So please, now you have learned the many of the efforts and the functions. Zhong yao shi shen ti zhong yao xia dao dan tian zhu yi zhong mai liang de ji gong kai qi fu shi dao zhong mai fu shi zhi yi da zhi shen tian shi zhong fu shi. Duan, Qi, Fang, and Qi. Duan, Fu, Qi, 这是什么分别? 如果你们的呼吸是顺三昧, 那不会做声音, 不会有中断, 要维系没有出路，的感觉它要自然流，在这个情况下，先身体跟心能够顺完美的情况，所以先注意身体的姿势，注意坐骨。 尾骨在中间放松，注意中脉。Pay attention to the middle of the pelvis. Connect the middle of the pelvis with the Brahmadwara, with the middle of the skull. Breathe into the middle channel with both nostrils open. Pay attention to the sitting bone. Try to equalize the sitting bone so that the coccyx is in the middle. When your bodily posture is stable, you will breathe with the wings. Pay attention to the wings. If you can feel the wings clearly, it means your body is relaxed. Then keep your spine straight. Use your palms to keep the spine straight. And just pay attention to the body and breath as you have learned before. In the evening, I will teach you the meditation in accordance with the Chinese and Tibetan tradition. Most of us have learned according to the Southern tradition. 如果我们的明天有放弃我们，那个时候我们变成好像木头一样，没有身体变成狼，没有什么感觉。现在我们有感觉，因为里面有明天，里面有气，对不对？一定要了解。那北川佛教不但是讲那个如是处世，他也是讲像印度瑜伽那个中间的如是处世。我们没有如是在如是处世用地支的时候，那我们的身体还是必须吸收阳气。那个时候他是用毛孔，那个 pores of the skin， 一直是理论叫这种呼吸毛孔呼吸。所以北川佛教是分别粗的呼吸，就是它入我们的身体从鼻子，还是从口，入那个器官，对不对？包到肚子、旁边，就是呼吸的过程，呼吸的过程从肚子从旁边到鼻孔，对不对？它的中间是在胸，这是粗的呼吸。这个粗的呼吸是朝一次是第六次说明烧息量，烧息量就是大息孔，所以比较容易了解。因为依照佛法，我们只能够容纳所有的形状，所有的实法，实法是实法，因为它有形状。我们能够忍耐，因为有虚空，没有虚空，没有 space， 那我们不知道有无力，有实法。那这个主的呼吸，我们忍耐，因为那个大的虚空，它也有属于的有感，有烧息量。那这个微细的呼吸，我们怎么吸？我们怎么吐？我们是用毛孔，把人叫罗马狗巴，这个罗马狗巴毛孔，虽然我们没有用鼻子吸氧气吸呼吸，我们还是在继续在呼吸的过程，活的就是吸气吐气，这个活动继续练。我们没有吐气，那个吐的呼吸，这个活动还是继续。两个其实出现在一起，不过吐的呼吸没有的时候，还是有微细的呼吸。那结果在如果我们是修一条天道中一条一直是敌人北川的佛教汉川当川也是这样说明，那我们开始注意不但像南川佛教如是出世在提供周围哪里有他的接触点，阿那巴那尼米达，我们也是开始注意渐渐那个中间呼吸，吸以后一段时间好像没有呼吸，其实有，呼气以后一段时间好像没有呼吸，不过我们也开始注意这个阶段，先。不是很明显，不过因为我们开始注意，所以渐渐它变成明显。 所以如果我们的心能够定在这个阶段，那它就会变成越来越明显。结果如果出的呼吸变成长，那那个微细的呼吸就短。如果我们开始注意微细的呼吸，那它渐渐变成长，那出的呼吸渐渐变成短。那这是入定的过程。那晚上我们再睡觉。阿弥陀佛。Okay, now I will explain in English. What I have been saying is connected with the northern tradition of meditation on the breath. The meditation on the breath is believed in Buddhist tradition to be the meditation the Buddha has practiced under the Bodhi tree. And after his realization, he has continued to practice it. And this meditation is the best way to enter into the practice of the four foundations of mindfulness and to attain enlightenment by developing the 37 causes of enlightenment, factors of enlightenment. Now, this in a southern tradition, just like a northern tradition, our knowledge of this meditation on the breath comes from the same sources, from Anapana Sutra, which is extant in both northern southern traditions. Now, but the commentaries are very different. The Sanskrit tradition based on Yogacara Bhumi Shastra of Maitreya or Asanga teaches that actually we should be conscious of two kinds of breath, of the gross breath and of the subtle breath. The gross breath and subtle breath, what is the difference? The gross breath comes into our body through the nostrils or through the mouth, but we don't breathe through the mouth when we meditate. And it enters this breathing tube and goes to the belly, low belly, and from the belly back to the nostrils. This is called the gross breath in the Yogacara Bhumi Shastra. Now, according to the Theravada tradition, the explanation you will find in the Visuddhimagga, this is what you have to pay attention to. You should stay at the place where you experience the touch of the breath around the nostrils. Don't follow the breath inside the body, outside the body. That's how you develop your concentration. That's how you can practice your vipassana. Now, in this tradition, you don't only watch the in-breath and out-breath, but you pay attention to the period between the in-breath when the out-breath has not yet started, and between the out-breath and in-breath when the in-breath has not yet started. If you talk to a teacher of meditation in Theravada, they will tell you not to pay attention to this period. But in Indian yoga tradition, this period is called Kumbhaka. And it is actually the most important period in meditation on the breath. In the Sanskrit commentaries, in Chinese, Tibetan, also, this becomes an object of attention. And you should, by paying attention, not by force, but by simple act of attention,
this period between in-breath and out-breath and out-breath and in-breath, not that you force it, but by attention will become more and more clear. Now, according to this tradition, the gross breath is dependent on the gross space. This gross space is called Saushiryam in Yogacara Bhumishastra. So it's a whole area above the perineum. It is a big area. Now, the subtle breath is based on the very subtle space. This subtle space is called the pores of the skin, Roma Kupa. Actually, in the scientific language, it is the cellular breathing. We are alive because all our cells are expanding and shrinking, expanding and shrinking. This kind of makes us alive. It is connected with what Buddhism calls the life faculty. Jivitendriya. This protects our life, protects our body and the mind. So, the Abhidharma explains, like a nurse, according to Abhidharma, we are protected by, like the nurse is holding the baby. So, the Ningten is holding our body and the mind together. So, when you start paying attention to this in-between, it is called in-between breath, Zhong Tian Fu Xi. So we have two kinds of in-between breath, between the in-breath and out-breath, and between the out-breath and in-breath. In a yoga tradition, it's called Bahya Kumbhaka and Antara Kumbhaka. Inner Kumbhaka. Kumbhaka is teacher. Our Saushiryam, the big space, is like a teacher. So you have either full teacher or empty teacher. Now, when you start paying attention to this in-between breath, then slowly, slowly it becomes more and more clear. When it becomes clear, this gross breath goes into the ground. So you observe when the gross breath becomes shorter, the in-between breath or subtle breath becomes longer. And this is how you prepare yourself for the samadhi. In the state of samadhi, eventually, step by step, the gross breath stops. But the subtle breath still continues. So that's much for today. And in the evening, we can talk a little more and connect it with our explanation of samatha and vipassana. The yesterday and day before yesterday. Om Dhamma.
Actually, I'm squeezing this particular short session. This would say, actually, everybody should come to the evening to learn the things correctly and exactly. So,
you should not hurry to pay attention to the subtle breath.
But you should prepare yourself. That's why I have taught you some qigong. You should be very relaxed because it is a very subtle object and it needs a very deep relaxation. Then if you learn the Tiantai tradition, in Chinese tradition, the most important information on Samatha Vipassana, Sri Kwan, you will get in the Tiantai tradition. So you will find a lot how to connect your anapana with the knowledge of the meridian and how to use the meridian to change your health and body. So there is so much to learn, and you are all still young, so we can learn a lot. And to be alive, if you want to practice the Bodhisattva path, is to learn. As long as we are learning, we are alive if you practice the Bodhisattva path. Oh, my God.
We pay respect to the Sanjay.
Okay, when should we?
You can do about today. It's the right setting.
So we buy all meat.